Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. 2 Kings 2 verse 12. So cried out Elisha, as Elijah was swept home to glory. He considered him to be his spiritual father, and so asked for a double portion of his spirit. We won't have to wait long to see if it was fulfilled. Quote, and he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Verses 12 and 13. So this partnership ends as it began. When Elijah found the young farm boy of Abel-Meholah upon returning from Horeb, quote, Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. 1 Kings 19:19. This was an eloquent sign of oneness in purpose and work. Thus the senior worker would pass to his reward, and his disciple would carry on in the same ministry. But an obstacle stood in the way, the flowing Jordan. With the same mantle that Elijah used to strike the water, Elisha did the same. But it isn't methods that work. God works, although he may use methods. So Elisha cried, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" 2 Kings 2 verse 14. Where indeed? The Lord God is where he has always been, looking for young women and men who will let God be God in their lives. It isn't enough to have godly parents or elders or preachers who know God. We must prove him for ourselves. Quote, and Elisha crossed over on dry ground as well. The transition was so obvious that the sons of the prophet said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha, verse 15. Yet they insisted on clinging to the past. Imagine hoping that God had dropped Elijah off somewhere, verse 16. They persisted in sending search parties to look for him, but the prophet's work was done. He rested from his labors, over on the other side.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.